morning. It's time now for Second Union Baptist Church radio broadcast with Reverend Joseph Martin. The church is located 6436 Old Baton Rouge Highway, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71302. You can phone 318-445-4875. And now, here is Second Union Baptist Church radio broadcast already in progress.
That they are limited and they feel that they are inadequate for a task. Amen. Can I help us to something? Amen. Let me help you. Praise God. God didn't give everybody the same ability. Amen. Can I say that again? Amen. God did not give all of us the same ability. But let me tell you something. Praise God. What he gave you, amen, you can use it for the glorification of him. Amen. You could use it in advancing the kingdom of God. Praise God. Now, I almost tell folks, when you get to that point where you are in one of those attitudes, where you are in that rut, when you feel, praise God, that you can't do nothing, praise God, you got to take on the attitude of the Apostle Paul. Praise God, because I remember Paul said at Philippians 4:13, he said that I can do all things, praise God, through Christ who strengthened me. Amen. So Jesus is the door out of a destructive, praise God, negative attitude. Amen. I mentioned last week when that minister came here and ministered to us. Yes. Praise God. When she talked about just tell them. Yes. Amen. And she talked about the fact that not being influenced, praise God, by what other folk think of us. Amen. Don't you know, praise God, that with God on your side, amen, you can move a mountain. Amen. You may not be able to read, praise God, as well as somebody else. You may not be able to sing as well as somebody else. Praise God. But God has given you something, praise God, that you can use. And you ought to thank God for what he's given you. And say, I can do all things, praise God, through Christ who strengthened me. So my first point is that Jesus is the door out. But secondly, Jesus is the door through. Look to your neighbor, say, neighbor. Jesus is the door through. Yeah, you see, Jesus is the door through an uncertain future. Amen. I guarantee you right now, none of us know what the future holds. None of us know what the future holds. But one thing we do know today, we know who holds the future. Praise God. And as long as we keep our hands in God's hands, praise God. Let me tell you something. That uncertain future is going to be a bright one. Amen. So all I want you to do is just continue to walk in the future of him, knowing, Lord God, that with him on your side, praise God, that everything is going to be all right. So he is the door. He's the door through, praise God, uncertain futures. But not only that, Jesus is the door through the difficulties that may lie before us. Amen. I was just listening and picking up on some things. Some of us may be going through some things right now that maybe nobody knows but us and God. Amen. Nobody knows. But I want to remind us that whatever it is that we are going through now, amen, or what we may be going through on tomorrow, praise God, just remember that Jesus is the door through the most difficult situation in your life. Don't you know that there's nothing too hard for God? Amen. Not a thing. Amen. When I was developing this, I was sitting back and I was thinking about King Jehoshaphat. Praise God. Back in the 20th chapter of 2 Chronicles. Praise God. Y'all know the story. Praise God. Jehoshaphat, praise God, was a king who followed after God. Praise God. He came after his father Asa. Praise God. And he followed the word of God. Praise God. And then he came up against the mighty forces of the Amorites, the Moabites, and those of Mount Seir. Praise God. And God had to remind Jehoshaphat. praise God, through a prophet. Praise God. He said, now, I don't want you to get dismayed, praise God, because of their mighty strength. Yeah. Neither do I want you to be afraid. Amen. Because you see, this battle that's getting ready to occur, this battle is not yours. But this battle belongs to the Lord. Yeah. Amen. So he is the door through the most difficult situations that we will ever face in our life. Amen. Amen. Finally, he is the door through the curtain of death. Yeah. Amen. I didn't know if I was going, how that was going to hit this morning.
Yeah, Pastor.
I thank the Lord for using you this morning. Praise God. He is the door through the curtain of death. Praise God. Because if we haven't realized it yet, praise God, you can look at your neighbor right now. And most people don't want to do this. They think that's sort of morbid.
Yeah.
Praise God. You can look at your neighbor and say to your neighbor, neighbor, one of these good old days, we are going to die physically.
Yes.
Amen. And when the pain of death, praise God, come upon us, praise God, we got to remember, praise God, what David said. Amen. In the 23rd Psalm, verse 4, he said, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadows of death, I will feel no evil. Why? Because thou art with me. He said, thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. That tells me, praise God, that when I get to the point where I'm getting ready to cross over that chilly Jordan, amen, I don't have nothing to fear. I don't have to worry about a thing, praise God, because my God is going to be right there with me, ushering me through the curtain of death, praise God. And you know the thing, when he's ushering you through, praise God, he's going to be right there on the other side. I like this. Man, as he's walking you through it, praise God, he's going to be on the other side saying, well done, thy good and faithful servant. Praise God, you've been faithful over a few things, but look what I want you to do. He said, I want you to come on up higher and enjoy the joys of the world. Praise God. So Jesus is the door through the curtain of death. Amen. My third point, praise God, is that he's the door in. Look to your neighbor. Say, neighbor.
Neighbor.
Not only.
He's the door out.
Not only. Is he the door through? But he's also the door in. Amen. You see, Jesus is the door into the very presence of God. Yeah, he said in John the 14th chapter, verse 6, he says, I am the way, the truth, and the light. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. Praise God. And if that doesn't get you, Paul writes at Ephesians 2:18, he said, for through him we both have what? Access to one spirit, praise God, unto the Father. And Paul also, when he was writing to his spiritual son, Timothy, praise God, at 1 Timothy 2:5, he said, for there is one God and one mediator between God and men. And that is the man, Christ Jesus. Yes. The only thing that I'm trying to tell you today, my brothers and my sisters, that Jesus is the door into the presence of God. Amen. Amen. But not only that, he's the door into God's acceptance. He's the door into salvation. He is the door into the true church. He is the door into heaven, and he is the door into the kingdom of God. He is the door into eternal life. Praise God. You see, if he is the door, and he is the only door in. Praise God. You see, there is something about this door. Amen. Can I just tell you something about this door? You see, this door doesn't mind going and knocking at another door. Praise God. Revelation 3:20 says that, behold, I stand at the door. Praise God. And I knock. And if any man would hear my voice and let me in, praise God, he said, I'm going to come on in. and I'm going to sup with him, and I want you to sup with me. Praise God. That's something about this door. Praise God. This door doesn't want anybody to perish. Praise God. But he wants every person to come into the full knowledge. Praise God. So Jesus is the door in. But finally, and as I get ready to close here, Jesus is not only the door out, he's not only the door through, he's not only the door in, but Jesus is the door up. Hallelujah. Somebody say, what you mean by that? You see, there he's the door up to heaven. Yeah, he is the door up to God. But before he became the door up to heaven and the door up to God, praise God, he is the door for all of us, and where he elevates us, praise God, here in the now. I'm talking about the fact that he elevates us to the positions of kings and queens. Somebody say, how in the world can you say that? As I look around this church, and as I look around some of the other churches in this city, and as I look around the churches that I visited throughout my travels throughout the world, praise God, when you see men and women who have been elevated up, praise God, they have been elevated to the kingly and queenly positions. And when you see those who've been elevated up, most of the time, they are a child of God. They are folk that have come out of the church. Hallelujah. And as I look around here today, I'm looking at all of these kings, and I'm looking at all of these queens. Somebody say, how in the world can you call me a queen? I don't have no palace. I may not have a car to drive. I may not have, praise God, food to eat all the time. How in the world can you call me a king or a queen? But as I look at you this morning, I'm looking at a people who have been blessed. I'm talking about better than blessed. Been blessed beyond measure. And that's one thing about the door that leads us up. He'll lead you up in positions here on the earth. He'll lead you up, praise God, in positions where folk on your job are going to be there to recognize your goodness. He is the door that leads up. But not only does he lead us up to high positions here on earth, he leads us up to God. Hallelujah. The only way we are going to see God and hear him say, well done, thy good and faithful servant. We're going to have to go through the door that leads up. And not only does he lead us up to God, he leads us on up to heaven. He's already said in his word, praise God, he said, my God, I am come that they may have life and they have it more abundantly. I'm talking about a life that is great. I'm talking about a life that is substantial. I'm talking about a life with substance. Hallelujah. I'm talking about a life that is quality. Not only justice is going to be quantity, but it's going to be quality. Hallelujah. Because there's one thing that I've learned in this life. Eternal life is better than everlasting life. Somebody might look at me and said, man, you must be crazy. I said that eternal life is better than everlasting life. Let me see the hands of everybody in here who saw the movie. And I know that was Hollywood, but that movie has a great message in it. How many of y'all saw the movie called The Last Mile? Hallelujah. Don't you remember that movie? Hallelujah. There was a man